Hello, and welcome to the BizTech Reports Internet Radio. I am Lindsay Green, and today we present the next instalment in our IT solution series, Doing More With Less, sponsored by IBM. In today's report, we once again discuss the challenges IT managers are facing and explore the latest trends and approaches being used by leading-edge organizations around the world to accomplish organizational objectives. Here to bring us another discussion on how organizations in today's economy are doing more with less is BizTech Reports Editorial Director, Lane Cooper.
Thank you, Lindsay. We're very, very fortunate today to have Kramer Reeves, Manager of BPM Product Marketing with WebSphere and SOA Operations here at IBM. Kramer, thank you for joining us today.
Lane, nice to be with you. Thank you.
So the topic today is we want to get a better sense of the relationships and the ongoing sort of evolution of how enterprise application and business process management has been flowing in recent years and months. And so, Kramer, as we dive right into this, I'm wondering if you can give me a sense of has there been an effort to integrate what I consider sort of the technical side of things, the enterprise application integration dynamics, with what arguably is perhaps more of a business-oriented, you know, line of business-focused activity with business process management?
Certainly. And if I start by talking a little bit about some of the market trends that are really driving this, Lane, one of the things we've seen is that there's this element of inefficiency and bottlenecks that still represent a lot of the process activities that run companies' businesses. If you think about an order to cash process, or you think about customer service, or in banks, account opening, each one of these processes are really how the companies function. And over the years, what we've seen are companies sort of evolving with more and more sophisticated capabilities within these departments, and so human resources or finance or HR or marketing, sales, every one of these departments would have the latest software. But are they talking end to end? And was there enough integration across the departments, across these silos, to ensure a smooth and fluid, seamless element of work that delivers ultimately the value? And what occurred was the evolution began with enterprise application integration in the late 90s that built on what was previously known as workflow technology that had been around for 15 to 20 years. And as EAI evolved to solve this problem or to attempt to solve this problem of integration across departments, value, tremendous value was achieved and cost was driven out of a number of these processes. An example, just to kind of bring it to life, was a large manufacturing client that we worked with who the sales team would go out, make a sale, and then commissions had to be reflected into the paycheck. But the commissions were not tied into the purchase order system or into the sales account system. So payroll needed to have to do what we would call swivel chair integration, which would mean rekeying and re-entering in the commissions that were reflected from the purchase order. And enterprise application integration, you know, helped solve that problem and began to develop a repeatable solution that was built on standard APIs, application programming interfaces, that allowed for the connections to occur fairly straightforward from applications like JD Edwards or Lawson or back at the time Retech and some of the others. So that's really the history. Now, what's been happening recently, to get to your specific question, is that that integration has occurred and the more fluid flow of work occurs, but do the business leaders really have the control to change the way that work occurs? Can they alter the parameters and the logic that really drives the flow and the work that spans across these departments and divisions and companies? And that's where this concept of business process management began to evolve building on the thoughts of connecting work across different divisions and departments, but providing a layer up above that allows the extracting or abstraction of a process model so that it can be manipulated and modified by a business analyst or a business leader and then redeployed in an executable environment to represent the changes that the business leaders want. And that market has just been taken off over the last 5 years, and the capabilities are just starting to evolve. So there's a nice synergy between EAI and BPM in helping companies evolve and work more smoothly across their businesses.
In terms of sort of budgeting things and managing these processes or these new initiatives, are the two concepts linked in the mind? I mean, I can see from IBM's perspective how you could see very clearly the links, but are the what we used to be called EAI, is that being integrated into I guess it sounds like a more dynamic and more proactive approach to altering or creating new business processes? Are those two efforts being coordinated, in your opinion?
They are, and it's interesting. In certain industries, that is happening more than in other industries. For example, in a lot of the service-based industries, that coordination is resonating more. For example, oil and gas, certainly in the financial services sector, and across insurance and banking clients. It was interesting that the work that occurred in the 80s and 90s around reengineering focused tremendously around manufacturing and distribution type industrial clients as well, the Six Sigma and Lean and TQM type initiatives. And a lot of the service industries hadn't really embraced that, and they, in fact, are ripe for more efficiencies and more cost reduction. And certainly, at the end of the day, the value is innovation, flexibility. It's the agility that these kind of solutions provide. So as business leaders begin to understand that they get this agility, that they can achieve the type of changes that they want based on the market, based on real-time factors, then they start embracing these concepts of, well, how do I control my process? How do I manipulate it when, say, a price fluctuation occurs with one of my suppliers or a regulatory change occurs that impacts my rate structure or a customer buying scenario changes based on a new fad? And the business leaders want control of how they build products, they create services, and bring offerings to market in their industry. And by creating an environment that allows you to manipulate your process model, your process inputs more at a more granular level, and allowing or empowering these business users to do that, that is ultimately tremendous value that allows companies to truly drive more innovation and cost out of their business. So back to the question, are the roles aligned in these initiatives? Certainly the industries where the business leader recognizes that this is the type of dynamism that they want in their environment, there's stronger linkages and alignment on choosing a solution like BPM or BPMS. But in addition, we see from IBM a tremendous number of enterprise architects and CIOs and IT leaders who also recognize the value of concepts like BPM and EAI as well, that continues to drive the opportunity and drive, you know, more business force in this space.
So, Kramer, what would you say is sort of the biggest practical impact that the shift or the evolution of EAI and how it feathers into these new BPM initiatives, how is it affecting the IT managers in terms of what they need to do and what they need to know in order to do it? Are there new skill sets that are being demanded or new perspectives they need to develop?
Certainly. And, you know, I look at the way that we've been working with clients recently. We're working with a medical school in Germany, and one of the things that they really wanted to do was be able to aggregate information around a process, and this is for trauma patients, and the way that the hospital manages the entire trauma patient process from intake to discharge. And the process had not optimized when the reduction in time to assign a doctor to a particular patient. And the reason was because the information was not being aggregated and really orchestrated based on all the various inputs, such as medical history, current condition, availability of doctors, location, time waiting, and all of these factors combined to create somewhat of a complex algorithm that was difficult to manage. And so when we talked to the hospital to understand, well, what do we need to do? Is it an integration problem, or is it a management problem of giving the business control of these inputs? It was much more around the latter. They needed to be able to manipulate the inputs, manipulate how the process was managed based on the changes that occur in the medical community. And so, you know, going to the other question you asked around skills, certainly there's a new type of role that we're seeing. It's a role around what we call somewhat of a blended skill of IT and analyst, a person that can truly understand how business processes run, the various instances, the tasks, if there are rules associated with it to control the logic, the flow of logic of information within the process. That kind of role is a very valuable skill set. And the people that we found that are very successful that can grasp the concepts of modeling, of process flows, of simulation, of ROI, being able to determine what the ROI time to value is of changes that would occur by removing a bottleneck, for example, in a merchandising process for a retailer. That person who can then bridge the role over to the software side, working closely with architects and IT managers, that blended role we see appearing more and more in what are being called BPM centers of excellence. And these centers of excellence crop up when there is a commitment from the leadership in a company to look horizontally across the business at ways to improve efficiency and drive out costs. And these centers of excellence are many times staffed by somebody who reports up to a COO or a CIO and include business analysts, but also enterprise architects working jointly across the company. An example is one of the largest banks in England was going through a number of mergers. And every time a new bank came in, a new division, a new line, there's a tremendous investment in IT and various different ways that account opening might be managed. I think in one bank we counted 45 different ways that the account opening process was managed. And so these centers of excellence can look at that across these divisions and help find the best way to either optimize the process or look for ways of best practices that can be duplicated. So that skill sitting in a center of excellence is something that we see, and the role is sometimes described as a process owner or process analyst.
Interesting. So what are the new tools or the new technologies that are coming out to support that new blended role and also that more strategic effort to not just tie technologies together in a cost-effective and efficient manner, but to, as you put it, sort of control those inputs and modify processes? It seems like you're describing it sort of on the fly. You know, how can you, as market conditions change, adapt and have less technical people take the role on that? What are the levers that people can pull to make that happen?
So that's a great question. And one of the announcements, very exciting announcement we made at Impact, in line and supporting our Smarter Planet strategy and vision, was the announcement around smart work. And smart work is really made up of three things. It's made up of dynamic business processes, you know, processes and models. It's also made up of collaboration capabilities, and all of this is enabled by the concept of smart SOA. And the value of smart work is the concept of supporting a more connected, real-time, proactive, agile environment that ensures that companies are as empowered and smart and efficient as the employees that are working within them. And so with this announcement, it's the next step that we're taking in building out this whole philosophy around SOA and processes and collaboration to do exactly as you were saying, Lane, give companies more tools to help them make changes in a dynamic marketplace. So what are some of those tools? Well, certainly the one of the marquee products that we've had is a product called WebSphere Process Server. And WebSphere Process Server is a product that we brought to market about 4 years ago. We're announcing we're actually on version 6.2 right now, and the product it's an amazing product that builds on and includes elements of enterprise application integration. It includes an enterprise service bus. And it builds on and includes on top of it the tools that are needed to orchestrate the flows across a business with the help of SOA to deliver what we call this abstraction. And the abstraction of the process logic that we talked about earlier from the underlying infrastructure is really what is at the heart of a service-enabled process or BPM powered by SOA. And that separation of the logic gives the business user more control to manipulate and change it. And so with Process Server as the sort of the underlying execution engine, we have the runtime environment to do that. Now, surrounding that are two additional tools. There is WebSphere Business Modeler, which is a process design and analysis tool that gives users simulation capabilities, as we mentioned, to model out the process. And then once it's deployed in the server in the runtime, we provide a monitoring environment that's delivered by WebSphere Business Monitor. And that provides real-time insight based on role, based on need, based on specific metrics to the performance that the process is actually running at. And those combined deliver what we call our WebSphere Dynamic Process Edition, which is the overall offering that really delivers this. So a couple other new things that we've added to the suite that gives us some tremendous capabilities. One is we just completed the acquisition of iLog. And among other things, iLog brings some tremendous tools in supply chain management and optimization and visualization. But one of the cornerstones of their company was an offering around business rule management systems. And business rules are another way to manage the logic, this time in the decisions that need to be made in a flowing process. So whether or not I should move a gold customer up to the top of the queue when they come into a customer call center because they're at a specific status, or whether or not I should create an exception to handle a credit check because of a flag in a mortgage application. And business rules are, again, another way that we allow users to and customers to, again, manage more directly at the business level the logic that controls the flow of decisions and processes. And then finally, one of the most exciting announcements we have that we made at Impact is around something called BPM BlueWorks. And BlueWorks is what we're calling modeling in the cloud. And so it supports the concepts of cloud being available to many users, being web-based. There are elements that are both private and public. This is a public instantiation of capabilities. And in this case, designed for business leaders to map the strategy of the business down to the process instance to share that out with other users in a cloud-like environment, to leverage best practices, pre-built process maps, incorporate those, and then ultimately to export those to a true BPM environment. So BPM BlueWorks is one of our exciting announcements, and all of these support the concept of working smarter that we made at Impact.
Outstanding. Kramer, this is really terrific. I hope that we get a chance to bring you back out here again and tackle an adjacent issue.
Well, great, Lane. It's been my pleasure, and thank you for the time, and talk to you soon.
So we will continue to progress through our series of podcasts covering how you can do more with less, how you can optimize technologies to meet your corporate business objectives. So stay tuned to this site for more reports and new reports on the technologies that are going to be driving our business processes going forward. Lindsay, back to you.
Thanks, Lane. Today's BizTech Report podcast is sponsored by IBM, where the Big Blue team is working with clients to develop new business designs and technical architectures that enable the flexibility required to compete in today's economy and global landscape. For BizTech Reports, this is Lindsay Green.